Blog Talk Radio.
There's...
Welcome, Blog Talk Radio. It's good to have you with us tonight. Another in the series of establishing your faith, where we are living the life of faith, preaching the word of faith, and helping everybody build their faith in Jesus' mighty name. Good to have you with us.
It is Monday.
Monday. Welcome. It's good to have you with us tonight. Welcome you too. To those of you that's joining us from around the world, we're glad to have you with us, wherever you may be. And we encourage you right now today. No matter what nation you're in,
thank
God Almighty to pour out your spirit in your nation, our spirits in our nation. Asking for that same outpouring. Some people have been calling it revival and calling it an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And I suppose it is a revival. We can put all kinds of terms on it. Thank you, Father, that we're having a refreshing, a renewal, a reviving, a restoration. It's happening all over this great nation. Thank you, Jesus, my name. I encourage you, when you have extra time, if you don't have anything else to do, don't watch the news, don't watch the Wheel of Fortune in jeopardy. Get out the videos.
Amen.
Pastor and the different videos of people who can touch your heart will be warm. Your life will be encouraged by the flow of the Holy Spirit that is there.
Right. Amen.
So, can you see me?
Yes. I believe you. Well, let me go back to that screen. Okay, there, I'm out of there.
Talk about revival. There's some reason here. But I don't know what it's going to do anyways. So, what I thought to do for tonight, as we get ourselves started in the Holy Spirit, take it wherever you want to take it. Whatever you want to do. And, we'll just walk with you. But what I would like to do, well, let me say that differently. The leadership of the Holy Spirit is to read the first six chapters of the book of Acts, which is the beginning of the church. Just let the word of God speak to us about exactly what's happening. I've been in faith for a long time, and here it is. And Father, we give you the honor and the glory and the praise right now tonight for who you are and what you're doing in our midst.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. So, I'm going to need some help tonight. And we'll just start reading the book of Acts and stop and speak a little bit as we I'm going to Romans 8:11. That's the spirit of him. It's from the dead of your mortal body. A strange spirit is coming life to your mortal body. And I want everybody to think. Just lift your hands and
Yep.
All right. Well, can you start reading
Acts 1? Sure can. Acts 1, the former account I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and to teach, until the day in which he was taken up, after he, through the Holy Spirit, had given commandments to the apostles whom he had chosen, to whom
now
he...
Pause for a minute.
All right.
Pause for a minute. Because we think that Luke is writing to this person, Theophilus, unless there's a reader somewhere, because it's quite a letter to write to somebody. It's a long letter. But it's addressed to Theophilus. Of all that Jesus began to do and teach, and when you think about it, Luke was there for all of it. Luke is probably one of the most key people in the New Testament. Because he was there with Jesus. And he was there with the Apostle Paul. That's quite a history.
Yeah, it is.
That's gonna be over probably 40 years. 3 years from the beginning of the church. So all that Jesus began to do and to teach was it just a preacher, he's also a doer. And the people that came to him, wanting deliverance, Jesus touched every one of them and help them to be set free. And then, because that's where we get infallible proof.
Verse 3, to whom he also presented himself alive after his suffering by many infallible proofs, being seen by them during 40 days and speaking of the things pertaining to the kingdom of God.
Think about that. And of everything that he told them, he showed it to them, and it's infallible proof they could not deny. As disciples of God, every one of us
Reveal yourself to me, Jesus. Roger on YouTube before I start reading. He's on his way home from dinner with Paul.
Roger.
Verse 4, and being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now.
That means you were immersed, you were bubbling with troubles by the power of the Holy Spirit. There's a lot of people that have said, Holy Spirit, fill me. But they've never yet been baptized. Just totally immersed in the Spirit, power of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
From the assignment of Jesus. Okay. The way that you guys have been assigned from Jesus. Not in the Holy Spirit. Keep going.
Hi, Sunday. Love ya. Verse 6, therefore, when they had come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said to them, it is not for you to know times or seasons, which the Father has put in his own authority. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth.
Now think about it. Every one of us has been given an assignment by God to occupy a silly cup or the loop, wearable of the mind, whatever it is. We've been given an assignment by God. That doesn't mean just barely survive. That means Jerusalem multiply, subdue the earth, take dominion, occupy this earth. I know that occupy Wall Street people were just thugs and perverse, wicked, vile people. And yet, when you difference between that and the glory of God, and yet Ashbury and 25 other colleges right now, may the word spread about every one of these universities having the presence and power of God.
Amen.
And we will be witnesses. And you think about those things in Jesus' name. First it was their neighborhood, then it was their. And then he said, uttermost heart of the world is how Jesus does it. And look at what he's done with us. 53 nations. We bless every one of you tonight.
Amen.
We bless every nation tonight. And that is a part, it's been a part. May the people of God find the strength of God in Jesus' name.
I am occupying until Jesus comes.
And Dr. Winston has taught us over and over that that word occupy means advance and hold.
Advance and hold.
That means take some territory and then don't surrender it. And sometimes that's a fight. Sometimes that's a fight. But we know we always win because we are always the victory, have the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. Here we go, verse number 9.
Now when he had spoken these things while they watched, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly towards heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said, Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven. Then they returned to Jerusalem from the mount called Olivet, which is near Jerusalem, a Sabbath day's journey. And when they had entered, they went up into the upper room where they were staying. Peter.
There was no political leaders in controlling. So in their mind, yeah, all these wonders are amazing. God is getting ready to deal with us. And many people today talk about the escapist mentality. People that are just hoping for Jesus to get back and get them out of all their mess. That's not what Jesus called us to be. Why subdue this earth and take the land? And folks, that's what every one of our Christian life is about. Be fruitful. Let's produce something. Multiply. Don't just produce. Make it in large amounts. And subdue this earth. That means bring the kingdom to the whole earth. Right away. And thank you guys for being a part of that with me, helping us get that mission accomplished every single day. In Jesus' name. And their leader is raised up, going up in the cloud, and they're like, wow, there he goes. My oh my. God. Help them to just be obedient to get to the upper room and to begin to just wait on him. And I'm sure some of them were faster than praying and all that. But most of all, just wait on him. 500 people started out in the upper room. 120 were left.
Oh my.
They had to begin to work the grace of God because you would look yourself in the mirror over and over and say, stupid, 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 you could have been there. And I encourage you, and I thank you guys. It's people here to help us get this work. I thank you. Thank you. Here we go.
All right. So they went up into the upper room where they were staying. Peter, James, John, and Andrew, Philip, and Thomas, Bartholomew and Matthew, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Simon the Zealot, and Judas, the son of James. These all continued with one accord in prayer and supplication with the women and Mary, the mother of Jesus, and with his brothers. And in those days, Peter stood up in the midst of all the disciples. Altogether, the number of names was about 120, and said, "Men and brethren, this scripture had to be fulfilled, which the Holy Spirit spoke before by the mouth of David concerning Judas, who became a guide to those who arrested Jesus. For he was numbered with us and obtained a part in this ministry. Now this man purchased a field with the wages of iniquity, and falling headlong, he burst open in the middle, and all his entrails gushed out. And it became known to all those dwelling in Jerusalem, so that field is called in their own language Akeldama, that is, field of blood. For it is written in the book of Psalms, 'Let his habitation be desolate, and let no one live in it, and let another take his office.' Therefore, of these men who have accompanied us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John to the day when he was taken up from us, one of these must become a witness with us of his resurrection." And they proposed two, Joseph called Barsabbas, who was surnamed Justus, and Matthias. And they prayed and said, "You, O Lord, you know the hearts of all. Show which of these two you have chosen to take part in this ministry and apostleship from which Judas by transgression fell, that he might go to his own place." And they cast their lots, and the lot fell on Matthias, and he was numbered with the 11 apostles.
In the body of Christ, and all of us being led by the Holy Spirit, and have two different schools of thought. Anyways, there's a group of people that believe Peter established the temple, which is what God is, the outpouring that happened. And there's a group that believe that they took them all by lots and made their own decision, and God has all come into the 12 apostles. We'll see when we get to heaven, because we don't have a throne up there. Especially that in the book of Revelation, that the 12 apostles had 12 thrones. In heaven, and the 12 tribes of Israel. So, will it be Matthias? Will it be the Apostle Paul? Well, I just thought I'd pause to see if somebody had an answer. But all of our wise and experienced people, nobody volunteered to say anything.
Or everybody's still searching for their mute button or unmute button.
Well, here's the thing. It's one of those splitting holy hairs.
Absolutely
have to remind yourself about and make sure everybody knows about.
No.
That's, you know, Matthias did a great thing. it's all about me. And that's a good way to say it, folks. It's not a doctrine that we teach everybody at all. And yet, you and I can continue to be people that God chose to do things to help them get things work done. Many times, he says, well, I got this if you just let me do it. Anyways, let's get ready. Now we're going to get to Acts chapter 2. And outpouring. Now, for those of you that might have spent this little late pouring happening all over our great nation, because of the move of God that happened at Asbury, and then others in many different universities. And it's one of those parts of the prophecy that we're just being young people that were hungry for God and think people would be drawn to them. And we were saying this last week, and I'm going to say it again right now, because of the impact of this revival that's all born. Pretty much anywhere in that United States, east of the Mississippi, in about 3 or 4 hours, these places where the revival had spread. And we declare in Jesus' name that we saturate not just one community,
rub them,
but we saturate the entire half of the United States of America.
Yeah.
And the manifest of God.
Yeah.
People hungry for his presence. You know, many people want to see President Trump. Don't worry, it's just a politics. Have a second term. I was one of those. I worked in the field. Under his leadership, we were going, it was going wild there. But what an interesting thing that happened. There's the perversion. Wicked perversion of some of our brothers and sisters in America.
Yeah.
And
yep.
American being just how absolutely wicked this was. Some people have become. There's a lot of people, a lot of preachers that will stand in the pulpit and say, America is wicked, America is dirty, America is evil. Wait a minute. Uncle Sam and Lady Liberty haven't changed. They still believe that one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. They have a few offspring who have perverted themselves. I would imagine you got 90% of Americans who say, you leave my sons and daughters alone and you don't let a man in a woman's restroom or a woman in a man's restroom. No way. I don't care what their polls are. I heard a powerful statement. They were talking about polls, and they said, well, the interesting thing about polls is the polls will say whatever the president is paying for it. What does it say? That was a pretty powerful statement. They'll just make their way to go to that group of people, and certainly, you know, all their 1,000 phone calls they make, all those people will say that thing. But it's not a broad spectrum of the United States of America. Because America hates this perversion that is trying to put upon us. But you and I have now watched an outpouring happen where people from all the way from what did from all the way from Washington State and this state would be in the presence of God. And then they get back to the state. Seven. I have my prayer for seven. Father and Jesus help seven. That's the perfect number. Probably seven and go back with the perfect message to the state of Washington. And springs of revival burst up everywhere.
Amen.
And right now, 100, no,
Jesus' mighty name. Dan posted one that was awesome. I shared it on my Facebook page. Do you want me to pull that one and play it?
Does it have music in it?
It does not have music.
How long is it?
Just a few minutes.
All right. Yeah, pull it up. Somebody else start reading Acts chapter 2. Who wants to read it? Somebody left this
coming. Or got bounced out, one or the other.
Well, since it's pulling that video, it's
yeah, she got bounced, must be.
The most determined woman in that whole day. All right, somebody got Acts chapter 2 up. You can read it.
It's ready.
You see, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit there's no way to get away from the Lord. We take that song. Let us experience the glory of His presence. Let us experience the goodness of our God.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we made it through.
Do you want to keep reading, Phyllis, or did you want me to start again?
Go ahead, start.
All right. Where was she at?
Four.
And they... All right. Now, there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men from every nation under heaven. And when this sound occurred, the multitude came together and were confused because everyone heard them speak in his own language. Then they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, "Look, are not all these who speak Galileans? And how is it that we hear each one in our own language, which we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites, those dwelling in Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Persia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya, and joining Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them speaking in our own tongues, the wonderful works of God."
Now, but on all the different dialects, all the different communities, all the different arrived in that state, and yet each one of them heard God speak. The glory of God in their language. Now, certainly on the day of Pentecost, they were talking about people from many different sexual languages. And I would imagine now, all over the world, people have heard the wonderful glories of God.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Verse 12. So they were all amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, whatever could this mean? Others mocking said, they're full of new wine. But Peter, standing up with the 11, raised his voice and said to them, men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and heed my words. For these are not drunk as you suppose, since it is only the third hour of the day. But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. And on my men servants and on my maid servants, I will pour out my spirit in those days. And they shall prophesy, and I will show wonders in heaven above, and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and notable day of the Lord. And it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Now, we're seeing that happen. Call on the name of the Lord. Finding God and coming to God, and they're bringing people with them that need God, and they're coming to God. And the thing that has to deal with the fact is there. First leadership group has to deal with the fact that it's there. And I want you to look at that first. Verse 13. Others were mocking it. Now, I don't know if you realize it or not, but that is a characteristic of revival. Why? Wanting every one of us to go up to a new level. And there are just some people that refuse to go up. And they're so bound by the spirit of religion. They'll never be free from that religious indoctrination. And, you know, I see a lot of folks on Facebook or YouTube. Some of them I've actually replied to and had quite an extensive conversation with some of them. Because one of the most dangerous things judge or mock revival. You might not understand it. It might not be anything you've ever seen before. When it's real, don't be mocking of the things of the Spirit.
Amen.
So let's go to Acts chapter 5 and let's read verse number 33. Down through 42. Acts 5, 33 through 42.
When they heard this, they were furious and took counsel to kill them. Then one in the council stood up, a Pharisee named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law held in respect by all the people, and commanded them to put the apostles outside for a little while. And he said to them, men of Israel, take heed to yourselves what you intend to do regarding these men. For some time ago, Theudas rose up claiming to be somebody. A number of men, about 400, joined him. He was slain, and all who obeyed him were scattered and came to nothing. After this men, Judas of Galilee rose up in the days of the census and drew away many people after him. He also perished, and all who obeyed him were dispersed. And now I say to you, keep away from these men and let them alone. For this plan or this work is of men, it will come to nothing. But if it is of God, you cannot overthrow it, lest you even be found to fight against God. And they agreed with... Okay.
Think about that. We're reading the Bible. And this verse of the Bible actually says that you might be taken as fighting against God. You do not want to be seen as fighting against God no matter what. You don't understand.
Amen.
And when you can see something going and you don't understand,
Verse 40, and they agreed, we're in Acts 5, verse 40, and they agreed with him, and when they had called for the apostles and beaten them, oh my goodness, they commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. So they departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. And daily in the temple and in every house, they did not cease teaching and preaching Jesus as the Christ.
And they beat him.
And they beat him. My goodness.
Pastor Gamaliel said, leave him alone. I know Gamaliel is like, well, I'm going to go to sleep. You'll read Barnabas. You won't like it, but they climbed out of Barnabas.
Yeah.
Let's go back to Acts chapter 2.
All right. Where was I in Acts chapter 2? Does anybody remember where I was at?
Yeah,
we there we are. Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested by God to you by miracles, wonders and signs, which God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves also know, him being delivered by the determined counsel and foreknowledge of God, you have taken by lawless hands, have crucified and put to death. I wonder how many people that stabbed right in the heart as they heard those words right then. I always think about that. No, he was not. 24, whom God raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be held by it. For David says concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is at my right hand, that I may not be shaken. Therefore my heart rejoiced, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, my flesh will also rest in hope, because you will not leave my soul in Hades, nor will you allow nor will you allow your Holy One to see corruption. Sorry, did I interrupt you again? Okay. You have made known to me the ways of life. You will make me full of joy in your presence. Men and brethren,
we read our verses. We say some prayers for people.
Amen.
Every day. That's what's amazing.
Amen.
God wants this every day.
Verse 29, men and brethren, let me speak freely to you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his tomb is with us to this day. Therefore, being a prophet and knowing that God had sworn with an oath to him that of the fruit of his body, according to the flesh, he would raise up the Christ to sit on his throne, he, foreseeing this, spoke concerning the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in Hades, nor did his flesh see corruption. This Jesus God has raised up, of which we were all witnesses, therefore being exalted to the right hand of God, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he poured out this which you now see and hear. For David did not ascend into the heavens, but he says himself, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand till I make your enemies your footstool. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now, when they heard this, they were cut to the heart. Oh, right there. And said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are afar off, as many as the Lord our God will call. We did see, oh no, that was at the Minneapolis revival, wasn't it? They were.
Pastor. Yeah, I did see it on a video. I wish I could share it. I don't think there was a share button. It was just a testimonial. You remember the girl that had humans?
Oh, yeah. Hallelujah.
She had pain so bad in her stomach that she couldn't stand it. And they took her in and out of the hospital. I believe that she made it on her.
her hand. She says, I'm praying for that boy. And she says, at her hand, she says, I am praying for you. She prayed for her. And that started it all going.
Wow.
Yeah, and she said she looked on the internet. Every hospital she could see that boy should live to find out who that lady was. And she couldn't remember her name. She doesn't exist.
Amen, Dan. Amen.
I watched the one that Brother Dan had put in the meeting, and I said to him, I'm playing right along with him. Some of this stuff we want to weep. Literally weep.
Yeah.
I got up this morning, and I saw that he wanted to weep, and I went into prayer, and I just said, Lord, I just want to let the deepness for these people. All walks of life, elderly, young, old, it don't matter. There's a lot of support.
Uh-oh.
If not, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I absolutely love this.
I love it too. I love it too. Amen. And remember, the number one
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Yep.
Yes, it is. They talk about enough wickedness. It's time they talk about something amazing in the Lord.
Something wonderful.
Yep. Amen. Hope Audrey has her hand up. Yes. Say that again, Audrey. For some reason, I'm having a hard time understanding you. Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Place in the city, little town that sees the most people every day to come. college and preaching in the street. And we prayed at the way back at the beginning of this that God would help them staff figure out how to use their cafeteria and feed them. But Father, wherever they lead this thing to, may your spirit be poured out in that region.
Amen.
Amen,
amen. While I'm doing that, Okelarce has joined us on YouTube and is asking for prayer. She says she sees spirits sometimes, and she's asking God to free her from confusion. And what are the 5 principles and 17? And I don't know what those are, Okelarce.
Okelarce, that was me making a joke.
He did not.
March of 2020.
Roger, for the prayer that you wrote for her also over there. Amen.
Shall be filled.
That's what we're doing. Got the video on?
Yes. I believe it's all the right one.
It's one that says,
well, this one says Dutch Sheets. This is it. Asbury Revival.
No, this one says, there's a picture of it that says,
all right. Okay. Well, I'm going back to that screen now. I wasn't on that. Okay, I do have it now.
Okay. Here we go.
Oops, hold on. Let me get back to my Zoom screen so I can share.
Thank you, Father, for meeting with us today.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for being so filled with life.
Here we go.
We don't have the right screen on Share Love.
All right. Hold on. Move my...
We could hear it all right, but we were seeing the YouTube screen, not...
Oh, okay, here we go. Sorry about that.
There it is.
And there you go. Am I back? Can you hear me?
Can hear you.
Okay, good. I was thinking, oh no, do I not have sound again?
Yes.
All right. Pastor, what did you have to say about this? It is amazing that he saw that Dutch saw this vision ahead of time. Oh my goodness, can you imagine what that was like? It is. Hold on. Where is?
I think it's wonderful.
It is, but can you imagine to be the one to have that vision and then all of a sudden actually seeing it coming into play?
Isn't that awesome?
Oh my goodness. Tell us, Rebecca. Yeah, yeah. And you know, people do have to be very cautious of spirits that are not of God trying to lead people, you know, so that is a legitimate concern.
Exactly. You've got to really think it through and get a good feeling of, you know, which direction this is coming from. Is it going to turn out or is it going to be a blessing? And who's warning you of certain things that are happening? You know, like they see like lightning. How would you ever know lightning was going to strike before it actually did?
Right. Ephesians 3:17-21, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, for this reason, how about 14? For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen.
When you can see that, that we might be filled with all the fullness of God. And then he said that the fullness that works on the inside of us, that's the desire of God for every one of our lives. And, you know, there's a lot of people that have been treated in the doctrine of, I want healing for my body. Well, I'll take that.
Amen.
Right there, and one of the
In Jesus' holy
right.
name.
So what's next? We're trying to just let the Holy Spirit flow here tonight. What's next?
Well, this is an awesome, awesome thing that Brother Dan sent. This is the at the Asbury Revival. This woman and her husband sold their car to purchase flights to Kentucky. Pastors in Chile, they believe revival is coming to South America, and they're so dedicated to bringing it back with them, they've made many sacrifices to get here and back. And it shows a picture of them telling their testimony. Oh, and then they prayed for them there. Everyone turned to the south and stretched out prayers for Chile to yearn for the touch of Jesus. Pray with us. How awesome is that?
Did somebody start a GoFundMe?
I don't know. But yeah, Dan. Their faith with action, they will be anointed. Amen. Amen. I don't think it's a video.
Right.
No, it's just the story that I can see. Yeah.
That's cool. Love, glory be to God.
Mhm. Yeah. Thank you for sending that, Dan. That is awesome.
But there is people and around the world that go.
Thank you, Jesus.
And that's what we read in chapter 2. It's going to be like there were two hundred in China and the most part of the world.
It is 10. It is 10:05. All right.
As I end up jamming up my start time with my work here, and I don't get to be with you, I want to give communion early. And then if you a good video, you can't usually hear the videos on the platform at Asbury because their sound system isn't good enough. When somebody sits up in the balcony and records it, if you have a good video of what you have in your life, we can post to one of those tonight. Once we get bothered with the great designer, we have longed, we long every day, we look forward to it every day. This time of communion with you, Lord. This time of communion with you. In Jesus' mighty name.
Yeah, I just muted.
Father, meet with every person. Meet with every person that's here. Everyone. The honor. Let your come short. You got the verses, Mom?
Yep.
Okay.
1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do, as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death or his redemptive work until he comes. Verse 28, let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. Verse 31, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. And then 1 John 4:17-18. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear, because fear involves torment. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Father, in Jesus' name. I know I need you in my life every day. And according to John 3:16. I believe you are the only begotten Son of God. And you rose again on the third day just for me. I receive you into my life, Jesus. All of your grace and your mercy. All of your love and your righteousness. Filling every part of my life. With all the fullness of God. Forgive me of my sin, Jesus. Wash me with your blood so I can be as white as snow. Fill me with your Holy Spirit so I live in power. Understand the word of God. Pray in my heavenly language. is a successful life as a believer every day. I bless and sanctify these elements for this time of communion with you, Lord. Jesus, you were wounded.
And by your stripes I am healed. And my spirit and my soul and my body. In my mind, my soul, and my emotions. There's nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint is supplied in my body. From your broken body, Jesus.
Jesus, I have been redeemed. By the blood of Jesus, I have reconciliation with you, my Father. By the blood of Jesus, every sin is placed in remission. Without spot or wrinkle, when you come for me, in Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen.
Well, what's next?
The benediction.
All right. Are we ready for the benediction? We got more people to play that tonight.
Well, what do you want first?
I do not know.
Okay. I think about it. Most holy things, praying in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto each other's life. And some have each other compassion, making a distinction, but others pray with fear, pulling them out of the fire, and the garment defiled by the flesh. Now it's a man who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory.
Amen.
Anything else?
Okay, Larce, love you all. Please pray for my heart. Lately, I have had difficult time. It hurts and stuff.
In Romans chapter 8, verse 11.
Yes. Name. Amen.
All right. God bless you. We have dreams and visions in the night. Of things we want to find. May God give an instruction inside of you.
good, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Good night, everybody. I was saying good night and my mic was muted. That was funny. So good night, everyone. Love you all. Thank you for being with us.
Good night.
Night.